Five, four, three, two, one. Good morning and greetings. This is Innovation Up Close, coming to you on the Carrot Voice Radio Network, and I'm your host, Leroy Tyler. And today we're going to be talking about what are the problems in terms of grooming, particularly as it relates to hair, whether or not those issues can be problems enough that can cause medical issues, serious medical issues. And there's somebody here that we have today. Her name is Miss Felicia Register. She is in Atlanta, Georgia. She has a business dealing with the issue, this issue alone, about how hair not being properly maintained in connection with the skin can cause problems that can be serious enough to give you some medical issues. So we want to talk about, there's an innovation on how we can deal with this and put it in position where you don't have to suffer that, men or women. And so, Ms. Register, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to you putting on the air what we talked about last week about how you see there's more to what getting just your hair being dealt with as what you do than just grooming and how it looks.
That's right.
There's some medical issues that can come along with this. So could you please explain who you are, your business, how you got started in your training, and let us know what you have to say about this.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm Felicia again. I'm founder of Bare Essence Wax and Aesthetics.
Okay.
I have been in business for 5 years. I opened my business March 20, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I have over 15 years experience. I'm a wax specialist and trainer.
Okay.
I started out doing, typically doing facials.
Okay.
But I got into waxing, mm-hmm. full body waxing, because primarily it's because there's so many things going on with our skin.
Mm-hmm.
The skin is the largest organ on our body.
Yes.
And there's so much going on with our skin that you can see that being a certified esthetician,
mm-hmm.
that you can like send them in the right direction to get preventative help, speak to the correct medical facilities that they need to, if it's something that I can diagnose that I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can see so much from just removing the hair in my specialist as a wax specialist.
Okay. So this whole issue right here, the thing that I'm looking at is how can ingrown hair generate the type of problems that we're talking about right now, and how you've seen that.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
Ingrown. What are ingrown hairs? What I do as a wax specialist is that you come in and I am removing the hair from the actual follicle, the pulp.
Yes.
So by removing that hair from the follicle and moving the actual bulk of it, the hair is going to grow back in softer, finer. And it's going to be a more even skin tone.
Okay.
So what can cause real bad ingrown hairs is if the hair is not removed properly and it's not exfoliated properly, that can cause folliculitis.
Okay.
Which folliculitis is this inflammation of the hair follicle.
Okay.
So waxing is very, very imperative in that state, because it's actually cleaning out the pores.
Okay.
So when you come in regular and you're consistent with getting waxing, you're going to see your skin improving.
Okay.
It's going to improve in so many ways. You're going to, if you have dark spots where there's hyperpigmentation, it's going to have a more even skin tone, and your hair is going to grow back in softer and finer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Now the issue that I'm also looking at is when you're talking about ingrown hair, that can cause a lot of problems.
Yes, sir.
Okay, in terms of the structure of what it does to the skin, right?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay. Okay. Now, can this, if it's not taken care of, can this produce scarring that remains permanent?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, how is that?
Absolutely, because what the ingrown hair, what causes ingrown hairs, is that it's trying to come out, but it curls back and go back underneath the skin.
Okay.
So if all the hair is continually curling back into the skin, it could cause keloids, it could cause dermatitis, which is just dry skin, whiteheads, bumps. And it could really be scarring to your skin, and you would have to actually go to an actual dermatologist to have your skin, like, medically treated.
Okay. Okay, so this issue then, from what you've seen, why does this happen when it gets to that point?
It happens for several reasons. People are not exfoliating properly.
Mm-hmm.
They're not taking care of their skin properly. They're not using, you know, the right products to treat the area in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Shaving, dirty clippers, especially when men. Mm-hmm. And when you see certain things that's going on in the back of their head,
yes.
like it could be contaminated clippers, constantly not, you know, cleaning your scalp or your body properly by proper exfoliation. You need something in your routine, your skin routine,
mm-hmm.
that has salicylic acid
mm-hmm.
or glycolic or lactate acid.
Mm-hmm.
That is in a topical that will help penetrate the top layer of the skin to remove the debris that could be formed inside those pores if not cleaned or removed properly.
Okay. Okay, now I guess the issue then is, have you seen issues or heard of issues where people who have not done this, they've gone into a situation where they have extreme infection?
Yes, sir.
Okay, extreme infection where it's done formidable, serious damage to their skin and to their appearance.
Yes, sir. There are several. Hirsutism
mm-hmm.
is normally female, hormonal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a condition where it's PCOS.
Mm-hmm.
It's a condition where women normally have hair that grows that they typically shouldn't have hair to grow at.
Yes.
Like, for instance, on their face, mm-hmm. on their chest, on their back.
Yes.
So if they have a chronic condition, PCOS, and before going and getting on a routine
mm-hmm.
as far as waxing and a daily skincare routine,
yes.
maybe picking at their skin, they could cause them it to be open wounds.
Okay.
It could, which will cause scarring.
Mm-hmm.
It could cause the hair to get worse because they're not actually pulling out, they're tearing the top layer of the skin instead of actually exfoliating like they should.
Mm-hmm.
For men, excessive hair growth also could just be where they are not exfoliation is the key.
Okay.
I think I'm trying to go around with so many other things, but exfoliation and proper skincare is the key.
Yes.
That will prevent and having the proper hair removal.
Okay.
There are several ways to do it. You could do electrolysis,
mm-hmm.
laser,
mm-hmm.
and waxing is really the safest, I feel.
Mm.
I think that waxing is the safest because your hair is going to grow back okay. slower and finer over time.
Okay. Okay, looking at that, there's a lot of, I mean, science is bearing this out. There's a lot of contaminants that we're coming in contact with.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So those contaminants being like they are, they're in the things that we eat, what
yes.
we drink, the air we breathe.
Yes.
Because there's a larger amount of contamination that we can come in contact with, it would seem like it would only add to more possible problems of having greater issues happening with our health, starting at the skin level.
Yes, sir.
And also how that can go into something else that is worse than what we think. Things that we're coming in contact with, are you starting to see, since you've been doing this, are you seeing a more excessive amount of individuals coming in with problems that you didn't necessarily see when you first started dealing with this field?
Yes, sir.
I'm particularly
correct.
Interested in that. What are you looking at? What are you seeing?
I am seeing just topical contaminations, this topical irritation. The skin is just broken and inflamed. just because of not properly taking care of themselves or taking care of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
And before I became an esthetician, you don't really pay attention to people's skin until you get in. And I really didn't pay attention until I actually became one.
Okay.
So now that I'm actually an esthetician, it's almost like it's in my face.
Okay.
So when someone comes to me and it's their first time, we do a consultation. We find out what kind of problems they're having. Are there any kind of blood thinner? If they having any kind of medical issues that can affect the waxing? Because waxing can also cause harm if it's not, if the client is not being, and the client and is not properly told us what was going on with them.
Okay.
So I've noticed just by being in this field that people are maybe they're just not exfoliating, they're just not taking care of that top layer of their skin, getting rid of those dead skin cells like they should.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is causing buildup, which can just, like I stated, just turns into so many other things.
You see, now, dead skin cells are building up in what, in the follicles?
In the follicles, on the top layer of the skin.
Okay, yes, okay, sir. Now, the top layer of skin and follicles. So, basically, you're saying the whole plateau of the skin is basically being attacked by things that they don't realize or people don't realize is there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, what is happening because as a result of that?
Well, I mean, a lot of things, what's happening as a result of that, like, say, women typically come to me for Brazilians, like the bikini area.
Yes, okay.
So when they come in, they might complain and say, I've got a lot of ingrowns in the crease area.
Yes.
Well, what's causing that is rub their underwear or rubbing up against their skin, which are getting the hairs trapped, which are growing back into the skin,
mm-hmm.
which is causing ingrown hairs.
Mm-hmm.
Not properly exfoliating that skin, not using the correct product
mm-hmm.
to help clear hyperpigmentation.
Mm-hmm.
So it just so many things, friction,
mm-hmm.
so many things that we're doing to our skin where the hairs are that are causing the hairs to get trapped and it's clogging up the hair follicles.
Okay, now the other question I have about this is how much of the public understands when we talk about this? People might hear about this in passing, but how much does the public really understand what can be happening here that could have an impact on their health? Would you think, as far as you being in this industry dealing with this issue, what percentage of the public do you think is aware of how bad this can be?
I feel like it might. It's definitely not as high as one would say. I think other estheticians may agree. I think a lot of people don't really understand what actually hair removal does for the skin.
Okay.
So I think the percentage is kind of low, maybe 45%.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are not educated. A lot of times when people go get waxed, they think they're just doing it just for the appearance of it.
Yes.
Just for the, but it's bigger than that.
Okay.
We are protecting the skin.
Okay.
So by protecting the skin, we can find out things that are happening to the skin that you know didn't know that was there. So waxing is really, it really can prevent trauma to continue or even happen.
Okay.
To, you know, on the skin.
Okay. Now, when it's not prevented, getting to the conclusions where it's in an area where you wouldn't even think it could be there.
That's
okay. That's what I'm trying to get across to the public, particularly with this program. There are things that are happening. You don't think there's really anything to it, but what you don't think there's anything to can be the things that can contribute to some of the worst things that you could come in contact with concerning the challenge to your health.
Yes, sir.
And some of the major challenges we've had in society all over the world comes from things that seem like they're small,
yes, sir.
But we don't know how large they're going to be.
That's correct.
Okay, so basically, when you talk about exfoliation, please give me an explanation of what is that? What is it doing?
Exfoliating is taking that dead cell, that dead skin off, and cleaning out your pores.
Okay.
It's removing dirt, debris, buildup. that every day we're out into the world, there's bacteria all over our body.
Yes.
So exfoliating is cleaning that top layer of your skin, clearing out your follicles, cleaning out your pores, which opens up your pores, would let everything, it's breathable.
Okay, now why doesn't soap, water, and a good washcloth do that?
Now a good washcloth will definitely do that.
Okay.
You don't have to have actual product. Sometimes you can just get a good exfoliating rag.
Okay.
And a good exfoliating cloth along with your soap and water.
Okay.
But the key is you need to manipulate and clean that skin by removing that top dead layer so that your pores are cleaned out.
Okay.
So that if there is any ingrown hairs that can develop from that, or your pores can cause whiteheads, blackheads, folliculitis, all the common things, you're cleaning it by exfoliating that with that cloth or product. You're removing that dead skin, so it's able to come out. Mm-hmm. It's able to be released. It's able to breathe.
Okay.
It's like it's new skin.
New skin.
It's new skin.
When I was a teenager, I was a basketball player. And one year I had an issue where there's something that came to my underarm pit. And I don't understand why it happened because I wasn't shaving my armpits.
Right.
So I had something that came into my underarm pit where it swole up. And it was a huge swelling, and by the time it came to a head, it just wasn't anything liquid. It seemed like this was something like it had a pit to it that almost looked like a worm. Mm-hmm. And now this is weird to me. And when I'm playing basketball, I got on my T-shirt, and we weren't wearing shirts that cover up your arm. Okay, yes. So these are like wife beaters.
But, yes.
Okay, so I'm shooting, and as I get my arm in the air, and then some of the guys on the other team, my own teammates, said, "Man, what's going on with your arm?
Because
it left a hole in my armpit."
Yes, sir.
And I'm wondering, how could that have happened? Is that something that because of the deodorant I was using or whatever? But that was something that was amazing, and it was bad for it to even go through that because it's painful.
Yes, sir.
And I can see it could have been very, very problematic.
Yes.
If I didn't take the time to try to stay on top of it and make sure that it didn't get infected.
That's correct.
Okay, because infection can spread and do a whole lot of damage before you know it's even gone.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so are we looking at the same situation as far as from the things that you've seen, as far as the people that are coming to you? Are you seeing people that are coming because they did not come soon enough, and they've got issues now that's a whole lot worse for them to deal with?
Yes, sir. It's similar.
Mm-hmm.
What you experienced as a young man when that happened to you, basically, you know, the products has all that aluminum and all that stuff in it's tearing off skin. So what that was is it caused an irritating in your pores.
Mm-hmm.
So it caused hyperpigmentation, which made it dark.
Yes.
It had the bacteria inside the pores. So it was a process you had to go through. And what that came out was that the liquid and the dirt debris in the pores. That's why you said
they solidified. Kind of like, yes.
That's why. It was.
They weren't liquid anymore.
Yes.
Okay.
So I've seen people come to me that are coming to me with issues of where they're having problems, where their skin has got something similar to what you had, and it's now developed a wound.
Yes.
That's healing, but it's darker than the rest of their body, or it's got an open in it that they just it needed to be extracted out. It needed to be cleaned out. It needed to be exfoliated. It needed to be taken care of. It needed to just protect that area.
Mm.
And I'm sure it had a lot to do, like you said, with your deodorant.
Okay.
So a topical skin issues that we're having, it's the debris and the dirt that is getting inside of your pores that has not been taken care of or cleaned.
Mm.
And it can cause, if left untreated, it can cause so many issues. So waxing helps that because it's making healthier, cleaner, clearer skin.
Okay, so waxing, You would think that waxing and pulling it out does. I guess some people have, if you don't know much about it, you think that the idea of being snatched out, it could be a painful situation. Please explain how, when you got somebody who know what they're doing, they actually can help you instead of causing pain.
Well, what waxing does, if done properly, you need to hold the skin tight. Mm-hmm. It's the temperature that you're applying on the skin. You always want to make sure that the client is comfortable.
Yes.
So you want to ask them how the temperature feel. You want to hold the hair, hold the skin tight. Mm-hmm. You want to apply the wax in the direction that the hair is growing, and you want to remove it against the hair growth.
Okay.
In that direction. So if it's done properly, what it's doing is removing those hairs out of those follicles. And over time, you will notice that the follicles were going, they're going to shrink.
Mm-hmm.
Your hair is going to grow back in, like I said, slower, finer, smoother, and you're going to have an even skin tone, a more even, healthier skin tone, because your waxing is also exfoliating the top layer of that skin as well.
Okay, I know some people when I was growing up that they had such bad ingrown hairs. Guys would have such bad ingrown hairs in their face.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Terribly. Because that they had to get somebody to pick their skin.
Yes, sir.
With a pin,
yes.
And then get some tweezers and try to pull out the. What can your industry do today that's better than what that was being done back then?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think waxing. I am such an advocate of waxing because I've seen it what it actually has done to my clients.
Okay.
So I feel like men who come in, I have men come in to do their face.
Mm-hmm.
So over time, waxing is gonna it's gonna remove all those. You have so many hairs in one follicle.
Okay.
So what's happening is a lot of hairs are getting curled up and tripped up,
mm-hmm.
and growing back up under the skin.
Yes.
So waxing will release that.
Mm-hmm.
It will pull some of those hairs out, so the hairs are going to grow back in finer.
Mm-hmm.
So you will notice over time that men who come in and actually do their facial, or women with PCOS that do that, over a period of time, they're going to notice that their skin is getting healthier.
Okay.
And in the past, you know, waxing was something that, you know, you either had to hear about or know about.
Yes.
Now it's so common. Everybody's pretty much doing it.
Okay.
A lot of times in the past, too, men wasn't doing as regular as women unless they were in, you know, like in that field, maybe the modeling field or something like that, or sports.
Mm.
But now it's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's so common. Men are taking care of their skin, if not better than some women.
Mm.
So what you find now, when men come in with that condition, waxing can improve that,
mm-hmm.
because it's exfoliating and it's controlling the hair growth.
Oh, you mentioned something earlier about keloids.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You've seen those situations where men, they have growths on the back of their necks.
Yes, sir.
They're thick, they're swollen.
Yes, sir.
In their head, on their face.
Yes,
sir. And they grow on the side of their face.
Yes.
And all that. Okay, what can be done when somebody has gotten to the point where they're in that type of the condition, where it's that bad? Let me put it like this. If it stays like that and keeps going like that, how bad can it get? And so the second question is, what can be done to reverse it, even when it's in the worst stages? What can you do to help people like that?
Well, what I can do to help people do that is to have them on a constant, consistent waxing regimen, like come in every 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know, let's slow down the regrowth of the hair. Let's get control. Put them on a topical medication or a skin regimen that's going to improve their skin.
Can you just about bring some people back if they have extreme skin scarring because of what happened through infection? Can it be helped to rehabilitate that type of damage?
It can, and it can. They would also need to have some medical advice as far as what the actual medication to put on it. But waxing can do that, like wax, because it's going to clear out the pores.
Okay.
It's gonna create a more even skin tone.
Okay.
It's gonna create a more even, healthier skin. So waxing it most definitely can help with that because it's just dried skin that's been built up.
Mm-hmm.
So waxing is exfoliating the top layer of the skin mm-hmm. along with your, you know, your at home routine.
Mm-hmm. There's a problem I think with. In the public, we don't realize how the conditions that we're talking about, how they are. There was the company that had talcum powder. Okay, I believe it was Johnson & Johnson.
I think it was.
Yes, they lost a lawsuit because they found out there was asbestos in talcum powder.
Mm.
Okay, there's also discoveries of in baby formula, there's arsenic. We do not realize how bad the contamination of the products in the environment we come in contact with, the challenge that we have to stay healthy in light of what's out there. There are things that are called forever chemicals.
Forever chemicals.
Yeah, they're out there. They're BFFs because they're there. Because they're so numerous that you can't hardly get rid of them in the environment. And they're continuously being added to products. Products for your healthcare, cleaning your house, cleaning the environment around you.
Yes, sir.
A lot of these, I won't say all of them, but a lot of these have issues that are contaminations that's in there that are doing things that are unbelievable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the content of what there in the thing that's even more staggering if you look at the situation with some things that you get a shot for, what is in those shots? It's amazing. We're talking about body parts.
Yes, sir.
Dead body parts. Chemicals. Mercury. Mercury is poisonous.
Yes, sir.
Why you even put something like that?
Why would you put that in your body?
Yeah, yes, sir. That's exactly what we're getting at. So we're trying to get people to see is much more worrisome in terms of what can be problems, and it's not just the appearance. If you're talking about your health, can be it's at stake because the basics are not being dealt with.
Yes, sir.
So we only got a few minutes left. What would you want to get across to the listening audience about what it is that you do and how to find somebody that's in your area, in their area, that does what you do that could help them deal with the problems they could be facing and dealing with, all because something as simple as maintaining the hair on your skin?
Well, you got to have an exfoliating routine.
Yes.
You have to take care of your skin. It prevents ingrown hairs. It keeps the hair follicles clear.
Mm-hmm.
You need something. What I would recommend is just finding what works for you. Do your research. Try waxing. Try something. You know, people look at it as you mentioned earlier, as term of pain, as pain.
Mm-hmm.
But if done properly, it's not. It doesn't have to be painful.
Okay.
It could. It especially if you know what it's going to do for your skin, and you see an overall better appearance of your skin. So I just feel like what I always like to tell people is just research.
Yes.
What you're putting into your body.
Mm-hmm.
What people are doing to your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find out even if waxing is something even for you. Some people are allergic to so many things that are in our products, like you just mentioned.
Yes.
And we won't know until we actually have it done. So just find a good cleaning at home routine.
Okay.
Exfoliation. I really don't think I could stress it enough. Exfoliating the skin can prevent so many things because you're cleaning and protecting the follicles
mm-hmm.
and the top layer of that skin, and you're removing dead skin cells. If you don't remove the dead skin cells, they're just going to build up. And like I said, it's just going to cause more and more problems. So I just think a good routine about what we do and what we put in our body.
Can keloids be reversed? Technology there now that can do that.
They've got technology now that can do that. It's okay. It's a medical procedure that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
They insert. Yeah, it's a medical procedure. They can be reversed. They don't actually go away. Like the scarring is going to still be there.
Yes.
But the ones that some of the clients who have the raised keloids where you really can see them.
Yes.
They've got procedures now where they can, minimize them.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. The things now that we do that we couldn't have done probably even 10 to 15 years longer ago.
Really?
The medical field now can do so many things that appearance-wise can make people feel, pretty good about themselves.
Okay.
If they've been suffering from keloids,
mm-hmm.
like on their ear or in their hair for years, they've got treatments now. They've got topical treatments that they can put on your skin that they can recommend to you to do to clear it up.
Okay.
So, there's so many things now. That's what I was trying to get to earlier is like, do your research. You don't have to have that unwanted, that on you.
Mm.
You can go and get it removed. You can go and get it treated.
Okay.
If it's something that's bothering you, you can get it treated. And waxing sometimes can get you to that first step because we're directly affecting and looking at the skin.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a lot of things that we're going to be doing. We're talking about this. And also, I'm going to ask you to come back. At Care Boys Radio Network, we determined that we're going to deal with the issues of healthcare, particularly the issues of healthcare as it relates to women's health.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And there's some things that we're going to be talking about that going into 2026.
Yes, sir.
And I would like you to come back to discuss with us the things that you're seeing.
Yes.
And the things that you're looking at in terms of new technologies, new approaches, new products.
I will do it. Yes, sir.
As it relates to what you see that can deal with things at the level that you're dealing with from the skin structure, skin hair structure, so that people, what's underneath the skin, because of course there's other medical avenues to go down and go and deal with that. But we want to deal with things at the basic level first.
Yes.
If you take a lot of things, if you take care of it, the basic level doesn't really get bad.
That's great.
And that's what we want to try to get across. Yes. This is the whole purpose for this. And I appreciate the time has got us anyway. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today to talk about this.
Thank you.
There's more to this than what meets the eye when you just talk about skin and hair. It can be a whole lot worse if you don't take care of it.
That's correct.
And that's what we want to project to the listening audience. There's things that are coming, the mistakes you might have made in the past, there's ways to be able to overcome them and to recover.
That's correct.
So we want to talk about that. So is there anything else that you wanted to say in parting to the audience that emphasizes the point we talked about?
I'm just so passionate about what I do
mm-hmm.
and the field that I'm in. So I know I'm kind of all over the place because it's just so much.
Yes.
And I know we only have a short period of time, but it's just so much. And I'm just so passionate. And I know estheticians, we've saved a lot of lives by just a diagnosis.
Oh, wow.
Just a diagnosis.
Okay.
Just by looking at somebody's skin, just by saying, no, I think you need to go and get that checked.
Okay.
Just by a regular little ingrown that turned into a really serious issue. Now you've got a raised keloid issue.
Yes.
So we just by exfoliating, just by waxing the skin, there's so much, and I'm so passionate about it.
Mm.
And so I just really want people to understand that there's just preventative measures out there for you.
Mm.
There's things out here that can help you. Waxing can also just make you feel better. You can feel cleaner. I'm just so passionate about it. I love what I do.
That's good.
And I just really want the public to understand about, we just need to be more cautious, I think, about what we're doing and what we're putting into our body and what's on our body.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's just so much. And I appreciate your patience. And I know I'm everywhere, but I'm just so passionate about this topic. And I just want to, really make sure that I try to hit as much as I can, you know, information as I can.
I understand that. Well, as I said before, thank you for coming and being with us today. And audience, there are things, innovation is not just computer chips and electronics.
That's correct.
There's a whole lot that deals with innovation that are ideas that can have an impact on society, on our health, our wealth. We want to deal with these issues on this program. And we're going to be hearing things coming in 2026 that's going to be amazing to you. But it's only for the approach of making sure that we're doing things that are helping people.
Yes, sir.
And that's why you're here, and I appreciate it again. And so we look forward to hearing from you in the future. And audience, we hope you had an experience of hearing some things that you didn't know that can provoke you to say, I want to take a look at this closer as a means of being able to stop something before it gets bad.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
So you all have a blessed day, a blessed week, and we're looking forward to coming back with you with more information that has an effect on helping you with what you need to have in terms of information.
Thank you.
Mr. Register, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And